afternoon. It's my boy Tease, and we are here talking about what is the home buying process today. We watched the video, so Naif is going to talk about what he learned and what notes he took during that time.
The real estate home buying process is first hiring a real estate broker. Always contact more than one real estate broker, and then find out which one benefits your needs more. Then exclusive right to buy a listing. You need a contract. The job of a real estate broker is present to any seller. Any offer you make. The sales contract is legally brought by agreement by the buyer and the seller. Agreement between the buyer and the seller, then submitting an offer, then you have earnest money, which is a deposit paid by the buyer. Title company ensures that it is legitimate. Then you have home inspection, where you can check, where inspector checks to see if everything is good inside the house, and if they need to check on the outside of the house, you need more inspectors, different for them. Then you need a mortgage loan used to finance. And then you can hire a lender. And the lender will loan you money to buy your property as long as you have to pay back. Then if you want a mortgage, you get approved for a mortgage by the bank, and the bank might ask you information about your money, bank, and all to see, to determine if you can earn and afford that property or not. And if the bank offers you money for a loan, then you need an appraisal, which is used in purchase of the loan. So if you ask for 100K and the property is 80K, then you will get 80K for the property.
If the house is only appraised for 80K, and that's all they'll lend you. But if it's appraised for more than the 100, and that is what you decided to buy it for, then that's a great good thing because you have equity in the home. And then what's the last step? What is the last step called? Where they sign the documents and everything is finalized.
Closing.
Yeah. And what is the closing?
It's when you close off on the property, then that's your property. Buy it. Like you bought the property.
So the documents are signed, the keys are exchanged, the money is transferred from the buyer to the seller, and then you have your home. You live happily ever after. What about you, Stia?
Really steep. You have to have a real estate broker that helps you with buying a home. And you have to contact more than one that has more knowledge with the area that you want to buy the house in. You have to go with that one realtor only in the exclusive contract. And you have to sign and read the contract carefully. And then you have to present to the seller an offer you make. And a sale contract agreement between the price, and you have to review the sale contract and the earnest money deposit by
the buyer.
And the title company owner, that's the title company owner, and that's the ownership. And the home inspection is recommended to repair anything that's broken or recent issues. And the cash fund and a mortgage loan is the bank and credit union or a private lender. And you have to contact more than one lender. And the approved mortgage, you have to be honest about their information in the appraisal. It tells you the value of the home and is used in the home in the prior pays for the apparel, and then your closing and sign the final documents.
Okay, great job. So that's what we learned today, the home buying process. Until next time, have a happy Sunday. We'll see you then.
Bye.